This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On your mind, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us momentarily. I believe there are some votes or markups or something. It was a busy morning, I know, scheduled today of votes for Congressman Cramer. We had Senator Hoban on last hour. He said the same thing, a lot going on. So we'll have him here momentarily. And if you have questions or comments, get them in now, please. Front end's always easier because we end up running out of time all the time with your questions. So anything and everything, questions welcome. Agree, disagree, suggestion, complaint, whatever. 800-228-0550. Use this opportunity, folks, to talk to your member of Congress. He does it every week for us in the talk radio town hall. Texter says, hey, who beat Tom Campbell? And is he the only Republican left in the race on June 12th in the primary? What does he stand for? I can't express enough the kind of gratitude we have that listeners trust us like that. There's a texter that says, hey, can you tell me what this person stands for? I mean, I trust what you say he stands for, or she stands for, or whatever, but not the fake news of media. Well, we appreciate that very much. I will answer that question for you on the air. One is, you're talking about Kelly Armstrong. He was the individual that won in the race. There were actually several candidates in that race, Dwayne Hendrickson and others. But the race I think you're talking about was between Tom Campbell and Kelly Armstrong. Kelly Armstrong won at the convention. Tom Campbell initially said, I'm going to continue on to the primary, and a day or so later said, I'm gonna step back. I see this as too important a race, for North Dakota. And if we have, a battle royale, between now and June 12th, that will make it easier for the Democrats to elect their candidate, which happens to be Max Schneider. And the money pouring into the Heitkamp race certainly helps Max Schneider run a more effective race. So the Democrat will be formidable, no doubt about that. He's obviously a liberal and different politically than the vast majority of North Dakotans. He what else would I say about that? I guess, he lost his legislative race last go-around in a fairly liberal city of Grand Forks, fairly liberal district. But the amount of dollars that will be put there, he's a good candidate. And I believe him to be a good person. I've always liked Maggie. Just very different politically than the vast majority of North Dakotans. But, you know, in a race like this with all the different dynamics, he could win. So I think that's why Tom Campbell did what he did and decided to take a pass there. So anyway, that's basically how I'd characterize that as taking one for the team. That's what I would say. He took one for the team. He took one for the conservative cause. He did not want to risk a Democrat, in his eyes, winning in November. We should have Tom on. I'm not sure that we've had Tom on since that decision. We obviously have the news that day. I believe we took it live on Facebook Live, but I don't know that we've had a conversation with him. So we'll invite him back on to talk a little bit about that soon. But the other question you asked is who beat him, and that was Kelly Armstrong. And you asked, what does he stand for? I think if you put Kelly Armstrong and Tom Campbell side by side, they're going to agree on a whole heck of a lot, so you know right there. I mean, one's a farmer, one is a lawyer slash oil guy slash state senator. Tom was also a state senator and a farmer and business owner. So they have, free market principles. If you look at Kelly's record on all of the issues related to what I care about, he's there, right? He's there. I think, one vote here or there, you could say, well, whatever, what happened there? But no doubt about that. So, Kelly Armstrong's a solid conservative. He is a formidable candidate. And really, I said about Kelly Armstrong long ago, that, when he came into to the legislature, there's a future. He's going to serve in the tower someday, maybe an attorney general, maybe a governor, maybe in D.C. And here he jumped right to the opportunity to be North Dakota's lone House representative. There's a lot of confusion going around related to the primary, because Tom Campbell's name still will be on the primary ballot. So when you go June 12th, you're going to see Tom Campbell and Kelly Armstrong. I'm not exactly sure why that has to be. We'll have to ask Al Jager about that sometime, because obviously the ballots weren't printed in a day between him filing and then withdrawing. But anyway, that's just a little bit of a question on people that might be a little bit confused on the issue. And Tom's obviously run a lot of ads. So anyway, I appreciate you asking, and happy to help any others ask those questions. Do that. Let's get going with our talk radio town hall and Congressman Kevin Cramer. on the program. A busy day there, I understand, huh?
It's a very busy day, and it's a busy week, Scott. It started out, yesterday, with amendments to the Farm Bill going before the Rules Committee, and then I had a steering committee meeting last night because we had some vacancies on Ways and Means Committee and other committees that we filled late into the evening, and then this morning started out by going over to the U.S. International Trade Commission and testifying this morning before the United States Trade Representatives Panel or Committee, I should say, on trade policy as it relates to the Section 301 potential tariffs and all that with China. So we got off to a busy start. Just said goodbye to the Grand Forks Base Realignment Committee that was in talking about all the exciting things going on up at the Grand Forks Air Force Base and Grand Sky. It's a good time to be us.
Yes, the UAS technology has changed the dynamics for the Grand Forks Air Force Base and for a good chunk of North Dakota along with that test site in a big way, hasn't it?
Oh, there's no question. I mean, the beautiful thing about it, Scott, is you're seeing a synergy and a momentum that continues to build up at Grand Forks. I think the early going of UAS and drones or remotely piloted aircraft, created some anxiety for traditionalists and wondered about how does a former tanker base or bomber base, with the big hangars and the big runways, convert. The reality is it's converted beautifully, and it's provided that tremendous opportunity for private sector growth and having some of our best contractors and defense contractors co-locate with their testing and their training and their aircraft. And it's really turned into, I think Grand Forks has been positioned for a long time as the base of the future, not the base of the past. And I think we're seeing that come to pass more and more every day.
The calls are starting to come in now, and folks, they're welcome. Text at 367-2054. That's 701-367-2054. Text Todd as well at 701-226-8503. Would you like to say hi to Todd before we get rolling here?
Hi, Todd. Always good to say hi to Todd. The yard sign's coming, Todd. Don't worry.
Yeah, he's been asking for that yard sign. He wants this November campaign question to start now. He can't have it start soon enough. Speaking of which, you have an ad up right now, and it is featuring Hillary Clinton, and she's featured, I guess, in the form of praise from Senator Heidi Heitkamp, talking about how much she likes Hillary Clinton, and talk a little bit about why you chose Hillary Clinton's, Heidi Heitkamp supported Hillary Clinton to start this race.
Well, it's a, because I think it's a direct contrast to sort of the image that she's trying to project as the quote bipartisan, nonpartisan, independent, non-democratic Democrat in the United States Senate. And I think it's important to remind people that we're not all the same, that she's not only said that Barack Obama was amazing, but that she thinks Hillary Clinton would have been the best president, one of the best presidents ever in the United States. And I just think it's an important contrast as we talk about not personalities, Scotty, but talk about the various policies where we differ dramatically. And I think Hillary Clinton provides a good illustration as we talk about the specific policies in the same ad that reflect this alliance. This alliance isn't just a friendship. This is a real philosophical alliance, which creates a real philosophical disconnect with North Dakota voters.
The reason I bring that up first is with the first text of the day before you came in last hour, and it said, where's the ads? Congressman Kramer needs to get going. She's running ads. He's not. I played the ad, and I realize it's new. But, what do you say to that? That this listener says, I don't like that Kramer needs to, I don't like that I see her ads and not his. He needs to get out front. What do you say?
Yeah. Well, a couple of things. First of all, it's still 6 months till election day, and if there's one thing I know about voters is that we can wear them out, and they can get fatigued with a barrage of ads. And I don't, I got into this race late, very late, a good 4 years, 5 years later than she did, to be honest. And so I don't think that voters are anxious to see us get into a tit-for-tat campaign this early. But that said, I also have the advantage of having been around for five plus years, actually doing my job, running for re-election twice in the same time as she's been deliberating over there in the United States Senate. And I don't feel like I have any disadvantage at all at this point with regard to whether it's name ID or perceptions or favorables or unfavorables or any of that. People know me and know me well, and I don't need to pay for a lot of advertising to prove it.
Let's go to Clay. Where are you calling from, Clay? I'm
Hi,
sorry?
Clay. Is it? Yeah, this is Clay.
Hi, Clay.
I'm calling to talk to Kevin Kramer about the FSA Morton County office.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was just asking where you're calling from because I couldn't tell what
Arena.
You're in Arena. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead. We're coming close to a break here, but just go ahead and start for a second or two, and we'll finish up on the other side of the break here.
Yeah, I was wondering if you ever got my letter that I mailed him on. If he read it on April 11th, I wrote him a letter, 4 or 5 pages long, and Kevin, and I was wondering if he read it. And then I was about Brad Tickinson and
yep.
Ryan Limbaum. They told me I could transfer to Grant County.
Yeah, we've had others bring that up as well. Hang on, Clay. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The power of advertising on these radio stations. Our friend CJ at DAC Diesel built a growing business advertising right here. He just called Manny and he said, hey, too busy, tell Scott he can just talk about me. We're happy to do it, but we love our conversations with CJ2 at Dak Diesel. So that's a plug for advertising on What's on Your Mind. The power of radio, ladies and gentlemen, but also, I tell you what, the power of just knowing when you bring your vehicle, and I don't know about you, but if I've got something wrong with a truck, you know, I just have to trust the person I'm bringing it to, is because I can't say, no, I'm not sure, I don't know, that head doesn't look, I have no idea. And that's the great thing about Dak Diesel. They have become a leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles. I mean, we're talking semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, they do it all. Trust them. That's the bottom line. Trust is the word I want you to hear here, because you're going to get a long-lasting repair, you're going to get great maintenance services, and the bottom line, it'll keep your vehicle running smoothly for years. Come on, way ahead. So when was the last time you had your vehicle serviced? Just think about that. Call CJ. Tell him thanks for advertising on What's on Your Mind, and get me in as quick as you can for all of your repair and maintenance needs for your diesel vehicles. 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. Or at DakDiesel.com. Okay, back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. First of all, he wants to know if you've read his letter. The answer to that would be what, Congressman Cramer?
I did read Clay's letter, actually, and the body of it's quite bulky. It's Clay, I think, it's pretty, as I recall, is 4 or 5 pages long. And interestingly, if you don't mind my talking a little bit about it, Clay, what it does, what Clay did, he mentioned that they suggested suggested that he change, they transfer to Grant County, which, as I recall, Clay, you did. You wrote in your letter asking for the transfer and then outlining the grievances in Morton County, which I think was a good way to do it, because on the one hand, you're protecting yourself by, you know, going to somebody that hopefully will be friendlier and more customer service oriented, but at the same time, outlining in great detail for me and for FSA, you know, the reasons why you need to do this. And I can tell you that in addition to Clay, we've heard from several other people as, you know, per this show, and others who felt, I think, empowered as a result of this show to contact us, provide name, you know, their names and their issues. And we've been able to pass those along to state FSA. They had a very good visit with Brad Tickerson here after the last show, I guess it was. And I know that he went over to Morton County, met with producers as well as staff. And I'm also pleased to report, and I'm not ready to spike the ball, but I was pleased to report I had a phone call from a bank president the other day saying, wow, your radio show is making a huge difference. My lenders are telling me that that Morton County FSA is like a new place in terms of same people but different attitude. So, we're having an effect. That's not to say there shouldn't be more done. I'm not judging it one way or another right now, but at least we're grateful that there's been a favorable response to the inquiries.
Fantastic, Clay. Appreciate you calling and sharing. And only in North Dakota can you call your congressman and say, hey, have you read my letter? And he has.
This was pretty exceptional, I will say.
That's pretty amazing. I'll tell you what, I can't even believe it. That is something else. Let's see here. A texter says they want the first sign in New Salem. So since you promised Todd the first one in Bismarck, just so you know, New Salem wants in too.
Okay. Well, we probably need in New Salem is somebody willing to distribute the sign. So maybe if this if this person could do that, we'd take their name down.
You have to deliver them. Then he'll do the rest. Let's see, Dan, Devil's Lake for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Dan.
Hello, Scott and Mr. Kramer.
Hi, Dan.
I could say a couple things. First off, I wanted to say that you should tell everybody and remind everybody that Heidi Heitkamp was the 34th and deciding vote that allowed President Obama to give all that money to Iran and do that horrible deal. Secondly, I want to talk about veterans and why they are not treated as well as the Somalians and the Syrians that we're bringing into this country. We have homeless veterans everywhere, and they take our tax money, put these people up in homes, give them cars, foods, refrigerators, subsidize their employees for their salary so they get hired over Americans, and that is wrong. Take care of our veterans. Stop bringing these people into our country. That's all I got to say.
and you've said it very eloquently, and I appreciate what you're saying. And he draws a great distinction, Scott, that's very illustrative, and expresses a frustration that's very common, and that is that we treat people coming here illegally. We even harbor them in some sanctuary cities. We actually harbor people if they're violent, illegal immigrant, criminal. The entire cities harbor them just because they're illegal immigrants, and our own veterans get treated with the kind of treatment that this caller is referencing. I don't see a lot of that in North Dakota, and we have been passing some legislation in the House to provide more educational opportunities, training opportunities, workforce opportunities for our veterans, and trying to give them the benefit of the doubt. The interesting thing right now, Scott, is that we have an economy in this country that is roaring. It's at a record pace, lowest unemployment in 20 years, highest employment numbers ever, highest minority employment ever in the history of our country. We have small business optimism at the highest level since records been kept. So we have plenty of opportunity if we just match our other resources with the people that need to work and lift them out of poverty and into dignity and a good job. And we should start with our veterans because they provide some of the greatest skill sets and experiences that any employer could ever want or have.
Don Minot for Congressman Kevin Cramer, you're next. Go.
Hey, guys. I like that last question. Very good at being being a vet. But, Congressman, I know I was thinking about my question, and I'm going, maybe I should be talking to the governor about this. We're running hot and heavy with the fertilizer for the farmers, and we're pulling our hair out by the roots. We cannot keep up.
Yep.
He went and exempted the anhydrous trucks,
right,
and the rest of us are throwing our hands up in the air. Well, I mean, we're the ones that are behind, not the anhydrous. Mm-hmm. You know, what about us? But we've got no help, zero help, and we're doing everything we can to get the farmers taken care of, and we can't keep up. And I was just wondering, is there anything that could be done?
Yeah, thanks, Don, for that. So I want to get clarification because we got a couple of calls a little over a week ago probably, and it was specific to anhydrous and that there was a backlog. And that hasn't been uncommon necessarily, but I think this year it's been exasperated by the late spring. So everyone's sort of starting at the same time. So you have a little more of a bottleneck than even usual. I've not heard, however, what you're saying, and that it's not just anhydrous, it's other fertilizers and other farm products that are experiencing the same challenge. So you are right. You probably need to talk to somebody in state government or talk to the governor about lifting the hours of service ban and those kinds of things, raising the hours that a driver can drive. Let me ask you this. Are you adequately supplied as a retailer or a supplier with the product? In other words, is there enough product in the state, or is that a problem as well?
Well, so far, I mean, I told the guys, you know, when Beulah started up, it's a new startup with their anhydrous. Or urea. And I knew it was going to be a glitch, but I've been running sulfate out of Beulah, so I haven't had a problem there.
All right, Don, keep plugging. We got to run. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Top of the hour back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. You know, there are a lot of Thompsons that contributed mightily to what H.A. Thompson does every day. Mark Thompson's dad and grandfather, in fact. And, you know, the history there since 1908 is pretty extraordinary. So anybody that knows H.A. Thompson & Sons knows they've been doing what they've been doing for a long time. I was with Mark Thompson the other day, and I said, what do you think of the biggest secret to your success and how this has gone? And you kept on what your grandfather started and your father started and everything else. And you know what he answered? How we treat people. I think this is a great example of how anybody that's having workforce challenges can follow that lead. So, you know, look, you know, trends come and go, but they've been recognizing treating the people that work for them well will keep them growing, serving for 100+ years. Pretty extraordinary. So I also appreciate what they do helping 600+ buildings, and that's growing every single day. We might even be into the 700s by now, that they maintain the HVAC, the maintenance, the cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements they do save you money. HATandSons.com or call them at 223-3393. Anything else you needed to say to the previous caller related to, and if, by the way, we will invite Governor Burgum on just to talk about the pain points and see if there's more the state can do, because that's really what he's asking, obviously. But anything else on that, Kevin, before we go to the next call?
The reason I requested or asked about the product itself, and he did answer it, you know, relating to urea and things that, you know, their products that are actually made at Beulah as part of the gasification facility, but is because if there's a railroad issue, for example, and we've had some of that in the past, or a pipeline issue as it relates to, you know, certain products, then, you know, then we can get a little more, we can intervene a little more directly. But it sounds to me like his challenge, Don's challenge, is similar to the others, and that is just the ability for either not having enough truck drivers or having restrictions on hours of service and things like that, and that really is a state issue. But we are hearing it around the state, and I think it's the perfect storm that's kind of came together. If I could, too, while I'm thinking about it, Scott, I just want to say something about Mark and Claudia Thompson. I know that this is not a paid ad at this point, but what people ought to know is that these are upstanding corporate and individual citizens, and they've done so much for charities in our community of Bismarck Bend, and they're just the best. So I felt compelled to say something when you're doing that ad. Is just they're just great people.
I have suggested to both Mark and Claudia and their daughters that we recognize the folks that they have been so generous for. I mean, all the different things that they have done. You know, some that maybe need a little attention that are great things, and they don't want to because they don't like the attention on their own giving and what
right.
they're doing. But you are 100% right. Yeah. You know, so I won't be in trouble. You will be. So.
Well, those of us have noticed. Let me tell you, and I thank them whenever I see them. But they've just been so generous to our community.
And of course, Mark is a vet himself. He was an Air Force vet, and he came back, and Dad said, take over. And he's like, well, when do you want me to take over? Today. I'm cleaning out my desk. I mean, that's literally what happened. I mean, he threw him the keys the day you came back from, from the Air Force. So pretty amazing story to keep that going and build that. It really is it's neat, and we appreciate sponsors like that. They help us do what we do. Rhonda is traveling I-94 today. Rhonda, what's on your mind or your question for Congressman Kramer? Go ahead.
Well, I want to talk about the fertilizer situation because I work for an outfit that's one of the biggest in the U.S., and we supply a lot to the Dakotas and eastern Montana. I spend more time in North Dakota than I do in Minnesota. But most of the fertilizer comes off the barges in St. Paul, and we usually, this outfit that we run for, we have 120 trucks on during the spring and the fall during the farming rush. Right now, we are down to 36 trucks because they can't find trucks. And dispatch asked me about it the other day. And I said, the problem ain't the trucks. I can find you all the trucks in the world. The problem is the drivers quit from December through February because of the ELDs. They threw up their hands and they said, I am not going to have a little black box telling me what to do, when to do it, and where to do it at. And I'm not going to have a camera on me 24/5 that I'm out here hauling. So they just quit, they went home, and now they got no jobs, and I hear this every day. Or the ELD, you will get within an hour of a place, the ELD will shut your truck down. The farmers are standing out in the field waiting for us, and we can't get there because we're out of hours.
Are both of those problems that she's talking about that are slowing things down, bottlenecking things, federal requirements, Congressman Kramer?
Well, the ELD is a federal requirement. I don't know whether there's a mechanism for short-term waivers. I know we were able to get a waiver for agriculture, and whether or not that would apply to services such as fertilizer that delivered agriculture, or whether that only applies to the farmer moving their commodity, if you will, to market, or their seed or something like that to the field. I'm not certain of. I suspect that it doesn't apply there. So we'd have to look into broadening that exemption if it's possible at all over at the DOT.
What's with this monitoring, Rhonda, you're talking about? I mean, what I'm trying to get at, is that just one particular company and the way they do it, or is that mandated? That seems weird to me.
You mean the camera?
Yeah.
Not all ELDs have cameras, but a lot of them do. So you can watch your driver to see if he's getting tired or not. It's ridiculous. People ain't putting up with it. They're just, I quit. They're going home and they're finding jobs at home because.
All right, I got it. I missed that. I thought that was a separate deal. That's just part of the ELD stuff. I got it.
Right.
And that's
right.
Yeah, that's companies themselves that are doing that as a result of that. Yeah.
And the egg waiver for grain haulers and for hopper bottoms. That was only with a 150 mile radius.
That's true. That's right.
So that didn't help us out at all. North Dakota gets most of their fertilizer off the barges in St. Paul. Well, we're doing the best we can, but it ain't enough, and the elevators are already emptied out, and they're depending on us. The trains are behind because they're hauling fracking sand out to the Bakken and coal back. I know Castleton was out last week, and everybody was screaming and hollering at them. Well, they're dependent on the rail. It was supposed to be in this week. Whether it showed up or not, I don't know.
So how do we brighten Rhonda's day here, Congressman Kramer?
Well, I think for one thing we have to do is we'll contact the state and see what if anything they can do in terms of against expanding those hours of service waivers and things like that. I'll check with the BNSF and the CP Rail and see if there's any relief there in terms of getting product into the state where there might be a problem. And we won't know anything until we hear back from people, so we'll get on it this morning.
Thanks for sharing the frustration, Rhonda, though. Appreciate you doing that. I mean, that's, you know, I think sometimes you just get in the zone and you just go through it and realize, well, it is what it is. But, you know, bringing it up sometimes, there's been many examples where Congressman Cramer and Senator Hovind, Governor Burgum have been here and things have been brought up and, you know, it gets looked into and dealt with. So it's a good thing you called. Conway and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Cramer.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call. I work with the Air Force Junior ROTC at Fargo South in Fargo, of course. Mm-hmm. And there's three ROTC units in all of North Dakota, and there's three in Minnesota. And we're allowed to have up to five units, mandatory. And you go down to Florida or Texas, and they have hundreds of units. Yeah. So I would like to somehow get in contact with all these different school districts and see if they'd be interested in opening up other units. And in addition, you know, as a teacher, I got summers off, so I'd be interested in maybe going to American Legions or VFWs and train them how to do their color guards or help mm-hmm. them assist them and stuff like that. So if there's a way they can contact me, you know, because I'm so tired of hearing that, you know, they go to veterans' funerals and they play a radio or a tape that tap because they don't have people, and I'd like to get help out more if I could.
Well, I'd like to see a lot more high school students involved in that as well, and ROTC is a great way to do it. The other thing is that the risk we run when we don't have enough high school or school ROTC units is that it makes it harder to maintain the ones that we have at our universities as well, and we've had to actually fight for that a little bit at NDSU, as you might recall, Scott, a few years ago. So I appreciate the public service announcement, and I would add my encouragement to school districts and to the service organizations to embrace it.
Yeah, great. I was just going to say it's a great patriotic thing you're doing, Conway. I just wanted to give you a little plug. I think that's fantastic. It was a good mission, and the fact that we have three and Minnesota has three, that makes me sick. When you're talking about per capita, you know, and the amount of patriotism is here, we got more to do here. So stay on it. Let us know if we can help, and call any time. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the call very much. Western North Dakota, we go. Bruce, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Congressman Cramer is on. Thank you for taking my call. No, I'm just calling. Basically, I get tired of the double standard between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. If somebody in the Republican Party comes in contact with someone who proves to be somebody bad, they all have to denounce and condemn them. But it never happens on the Democratic side. I have a few questions. I'd like to see you or your campaign, either through an ad or wherever, ask Heidi Heitkamp. One, will you denounce and condemn the socialist communist group named Antifa, which acts as the enforcement wing of the Democratic Party? No Democrats that I know have ever been asked to denounce them, or nor have they. And then they are basically a communist group. They're the ones that are going out and intimidating people and burning buildings and so forth. On the other hand, I mean, the Republicans would definitely have to denounce that. Will you denounce and condemn the Democratic Party on war on conservative women? Will you denounce and condemn the Democratic Party for creating the Ku Klux Klan? Will you denounce and condemn Hillary Clinton's mentor, Democratic Senator Robert Byrd, for his longtime participation in the Ku Klux Klan, serving as the head recruiter for the Ku Klux Klan? I know if we had a Republican that had that role, he'd have been, you'd have had to definitely do that. Will you denounce and condemn Hillary Clinton's approval of selling 20% of the United States' uranium to Russia?
Bruce, how long?
$100 million from
the long list.
Yeah, maybe you can send us.
Just a couple more. Yeah. I'm not going to go too long. Yeah. Will you denounce and condemn Hillary Clinton's campaign for purchasing phony dirt from Russian agents to be used to smear President Trump? Just one more. Will you apologize to the voters of North Dakota who wished, excuse me, who supported the tax bill when you voted against it?
You should call another radio station, the radio show in Fargo, and ask some of those questions. That'd be interesting.
Yes, it would. Absolutely. Last time I checked, you voted for the tax bill, so I'm a little confused. I don't know. Bruce, thank you. Appreciate it.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping their assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides? That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By MyPillow here on What's On Your Mind. Love them. That's right. Love the good folks at MyPillow. In fact, if you use Scott, my name, in the promo code, they'll give you up to 50% off everything they sell. There's the four-pack special, which is two of the premium pillows and two of the go-anywhere pillows. 50% off. 800-506-9028 is the number. Or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. You didn't really get a chance to answer Bruce, and we ran out of time in the break. He had a pretty long list of things that he thought ought to be condemned. Do you condemn them? Do you?
Well, I think what Bruce is pointing out is the obvious double standard in the media, and he's exactly right. I mean, no one ever refers to Joel Heitkamp as the left-wing radio show host from KFGO, but they always refer to Scott Hennin as the conservative radio host, or Rob Port as the conservative blogger, or, you know, somebody as the conservative commentator. But they never refer to institutions or people as left-leaning or left-wing or extreme fringe elements like they do with us. If the Ku Klux Klan had been started by Republicans, they'd refer to it as the Republican-founded Ku Klux Klan. But they never refer to it as the Democratic Party-founded Ku Klux Klan. And that's just, but that's a double standard we all live with. We live with a higher standard as conservatives and Democrats do. That's been true for decades, and I suspect it will continue to be true. And rather than I don't fight it or I don't whine about it, I just, you know that that's part of the scorecard.
Texter says, if Heidi, quote, works for North Dakota, unquote, why is she afraid to come on your show? Do you know if she goes on her brother's show? I don't have the opportunity to listen to any other talk shows, including that one, mostly because I'm on the air. But I think the answer is yes. But do you have any theory why she avoids this audience?
You know, I don't understand it, Scott. I don't avoid any audiences. I go on, you know, the liberal talk shows whenever they ask, whenever I'm able to, and they'll acknowledge that I do that. I talk to everybody. It's a lot easier that way. I feel it's an obligation. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if there's an insecurity about it or if it's punitive. Maybe it's punitive. I noticed that she's decided that your station or shows and several of the other conservative shows aren't going to get any of her advertising money. I do spend advertising dollars on liberal shows because I have an obligation to communicate to those voters as well. So I don't get it, Scott. I just do what I do.
I think it's, if you compare the questions that Heidi Heitkamp has asked when she goes to a TV interview,
as an example,
or some editorial board, compared to what the people of North Dakota would ask her and what have asked her, you know, years ago when she would come on the program, I think because she came on the show and quickly found out how wicked smart this audience is, how obvious, they are very different politically, that she's exposed immediately in that. She, number one, doesn't get the benefit of all that fluff that she gets from the rest of the media in the state. And
has
to face the listeners, you know, which is very, very different.
No, it is very different. It's my understanding that, you know, some politicians, I've never done this, but some politicians go in with cue cards. You know, they go into a radio show with, say, these are the topics we'll talk about, none other. And that consequently doesn't allow you to open the phones. Or they'll go into an interview and say, these are the only topics that are, you know, going to be allowed, or these issues are off limits. I can't even imagine that kind of restriction on a journalist. What I can't imagine, Scott, and this is what frustrates me, is that there are so-called journalists, whether they be broadcast or print, in our state, that'll actually accept something like that. If I was an interviewer and somebody came in and said, you can only talk about these things, you can't talk about this, other than maybe something very personal, I'd say, well, then we don't have an interview. You know?
Exactly, right. All right, let's try and go rapid fire here. We had a call came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Todd. And I have a similar text on the topic, too, here.
Sir. Question for Kevin Kramer. We the people want to know, where's the oversight of Congress over Mueller, Rosenstein, Ray, and Sessions?
I have a text that says something similar. This is all about the abuse of power and obstruction of justice, the truth of the Obama government role in interfering in the 2016 presidential election. A lot of people want more oversight, and they want more questions answered. They'd like hearings held to get to the bottom of this. Is that going to happen?
Well, I think you're seeing it happen. In fact, all of the topics that were just raised by that caller, we wouldn't even know about except for Congress's oversight. And so it's because of the oversight of Congress that we know about several of these abuses, and it's because of a lot of testimony, several hours of testimony, the accumulating of documents through, you know, subpoenas and other things that we know at all. I talked to Devin Nunes about this. I talked to him just last week about it, and I said, I know that, you know, people are frustrated. What should we be telling people? I said, we have to always remember that what we're after is the truth. We're not after, you know, something fast. We're after getting it done right. And the process sometimes takes a long time. Justice sometimes takes a long time. So thank goodness
We have Devin Nunes, thank God. We have Bob Goodlatte in the Judiciary Committee, and Trey Gowdy and the Oversight Committee that are doing all of these things, subpoenaing and getting documents and going over and looking at top secret information so that they know the right questions to ask. But it all comes out in its appropriate time, because we'd rather have them be right than have them be fast.
All right, two quick things. Let's get Tom in here. We literally have a 45 seconds. So, Tom, real quick question, if you would, go.
Kevin Kramer, I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but there is a group of owner-operators out here running cross-country that are ready to start a complete nationwide coalition to say we are no longer going to vote Republican if something doesn't happen on the e-logs. President.
All right, I'm out of time, Tom. Real quick, can anything be done? Can it be banned? I've got other texts saying the same thing.
It would require legislation, which Republicans should be able to pass, but unfortunately, so far, we've failed to get enough votes, you know, among both Republicans and Democrats to pass it.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Kevin. Thank you. God bless you, folks. We'll do it again next week.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieFlagPoleGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Elise Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I would like to invite you to a free health lecture where I'm going to educate you on how to flourish with better health now and in your golden years. We will be at the Holiday Inn Airport, Springfield, Missouri. Registration time is 6:30 p.m. This is May 18th. You can give us a call for free registration at 833-WALLACH. That's free registration, 833-925-5224. 833-925-5224.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.